Ready to receive? Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Thank you for sending your Son to make a way that we'd have access to you, and thank you for sending us your Spirit to dwell in us and dwell amongst us. And Father, I just ask right now that you make us receivers of all that you have. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been talking about the kingdom of God in various aspects, really trying to learn and to grow into what it is like, what it should be like to live in the culture of the kingdom of heaven. And there's like a cave down here. Lows are really bouncing back at me. I don't know how it is for you guys, but it's like really bad. And we've been spending some time on different aspects of the culture of the kingdom. The Word of God obviously says, you know, here's how we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, right? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Also says, seek ye first the kingdom. So there's something about the kingdom that we should be paying attention to, right? So we've decided to spend this time digging into that. And somehow the Lord maneuvered that I get to speak last week and this week. And I've wanted to speak on Holy Spirit for a long time. I think the Holy Spirit in the Christian realm is so neglected. And he is the most vital, important person you will ever know. And he is a requirement to functioning truly in the kingdom of God. We need to know Holy Spirit. So I was looking forward to this, and I was talking to Holy Spirit. It's like, okay, I get to talk about you. And he said, don't talk about me. And I thought, well, I want to talk about you. And he felt like he said, don't talk about me. Felt like he said, let me demonstrate myself. So prepare yourselves as I share just a little bit. Because I believe he wants to demonstrate himself to you individually, right where you need him to be. And I believe it'll be exactly what you need, whether it is a fresh baptism in the Holy Spirit, whether it is gift of tongues coming on you for the first time, whether it is, you know, just a gentle voice showing you something about it. It's going to be what you need. And I thought, you know, Holy Spirit, that's really cool, because really what the world needs now is a demonstration of you. Really doesn't need the words of your people. They're pretty much not received any longer. The wisdom of this world, our intellect, all the logic and reason that we can bring to demonstrate that Jesus is the Son of God and he died for the sins of the world, they have heard and rejected. What they need is a demonstration of you. And it is our responsibility as kingdom citizens to be a reflection of his image, so we should be demonstrating him to the world. So today is a day of discovery of him. It's a day of power of him. And what the church needs is to move in power. So I only have 2 pages. Okay, I don't know if that's ever happened. Really? I like scripture. I like, you know, the word preaches itself, right? And I really felt, because don't talk about me, just let me demonstrate myself. So I just want to touch on a couple things, and then we're going to have a time at the altar. And if you come expecting, he will not disappoint. Right? John 16:7. I never understood this. So hard for me to believe. I don't know how they could have understood this. But very truly, I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. This is Jesus speaking. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now, you have to understand how important the Holy Spirit is as long as we're dwelling on earth. So important that Jesus Christ said to those he had been with, who he had discipled, who he had shown who he was, who he had given his heart, he had given his life, he said, it's better that I leave you. I don't know how I could wrap my mind around that. You know, my wife could have a discussion, but at the end, I think I'd chain her down before I'd let her walk out the door. She'd no way in the world convince me it's better for her to leave me. Might be better for her at times, but it's not better for me. How could this be? But it is. He's the most important person on earth, and he is the key to living in the kingdom. And he can be everywhere at once when Jesus couldn't. Luke 3:16. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. What we're going to have today is simply those words fulfilled. It's that simple. Holy Spirit's here. Many of you raise your hands, said, I sense his presence. He's here to baptize you in him and with fire. First John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Now, you should understand the importance of that verse, because you have to go through life on earth. Do you realize in every circumstance, no matter what it looks like, he who is in you is greater than that. I'm completely overwhelmed with this. He who is in you is greater than that. But this, he who is in you is greater than that. He's so important. He's greater than every issue you will ever have. He's greater than COVID. And COVID's like going crazy and people are... You know, some people can get upset with it. I have no concern about COVID. And I respect all the other views. I do. Everyone's, I have no concern. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. It's gone through my family. It's might have had it. I don't know. And really, I don't care. And I've lost loved ones. So I understand it. But someone is greater in me. And what does it mean? I acknowledge what's out there. But I can't succumb to the fear of what's out there, because someone is greater in me. And he causes us to overcome. Perfect love casts out fear, because there's no fear in love. Do you understand? Someone dwells in you is greater than every problem in the world. Man, if you don't get excited about receiving a fresh touch from Holy Spirit today, you're dead. I want a fresh touch of the one who dwells in me. The one who Jesus said, it's better that I go away so he can be in you. He can counsel you. He can guide you. He can lead you. He can direct you. He'll reveal truth, as we'll see in Scripture. Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit. How are we supposed to live in this world? By the Spirit. We are not reflecting the kingdom of heaven on earth if we're not living by the one who dwells in us. We don't overcome darkness by our own accord, but light dwells in us. Live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Oh, I just have trouble with my old flesh. You know what? No, you don't. You have trouble living by the Spirit. You're ignoring the one that's in you and with you and sent to help you overcome everything in this world. You're not under the law. You're not under sin and death. You're over it. Live by the Spirit. He's here to demonstrate himself to you. John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. If you don't know truth, you're not living by the Spirit and you're not being led by the Spirit. Why? Because he's here to guide you into all truth. You need truth today? He'll give you truth today. You need clarity? You need revelation. You need understanding. He's all of that. Galatians 5:22. Everyone knows this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Now, all those attributes are attributes of the kingdom. You want to understand the culture of the kingdom? Understand the fruit of the Spirit is the culture of the kingdom. What is my very nature as a citizen of the kingdom of God? It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, right? That's who I am. Why? Because that's who's in me. Fruit is the character of the king and the culture of his kingdom. It is not only what he does, it is who he is. Which means it's not only what you do, it's who you are. Now, I don't know if you guys know a lot about fruit. But every spring, stuff happens in my yard. And there's these trees and little things start showing up called a bud. You know, you start showing up, bud. So what do I have to do? I have to get out the poison to put on bud. Right? If I don't, the pests will get into it, right? Eventually ruin the fruit. So this bud flowers, right? You got to spray it before it flowers. Bees come and pollinate it, right? You got to spray it after that. You got to spray it all the time. And when inevitably, whenever I spray, it rains. Just how it happens. If we need rain, ask me to spray. But you know, they bud in April and May. And I'm picking the fruit now as I take care of it. You got to prune it. You got to throw out the cripple. You got to do all this stuff, right? What am I saying?
Fruit takes time.
I don't know anyone, the moment they get saved, that walks perfectly in love, perfectly in joy, perfectly in peace, perfectly in all the other aspects of what is the fruit of the Spirit. Holy Spirit's a guide. If you're lacking the fruit, which is the character, the characteristics of God and His kingdom, you have the guide. He is the one that you walk with to develop the character of the King in you. And it takes time. How much time do you give Him? If you're lacking, and all of us are lacking, there's not one perfect person here amongst us. There's not one person that still can't grow. Some of you might be really close. Give your time to Him and walk with Him. We don't talk enough about the character of God, the fruit of the Spirit, and how it should manifest in us, because it's a walk and it's a slow walk. We like to talk about, but probably not enough either. So that was point one, by the way, character. Point two is Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. I want to talk a little bit about power, because you are not functioning in the fullness of the Holy Spirit unless you are growing and developing in character, but you also need to be moving in power. Okay? 1 Corinthians 12:7. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking different kinds of tongues. And still to another, interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. Okay, so I want to touch on these gifts, because power has to do with ability. Okay, the ability God gives you, and He gives gift to men for what? To demonstrate His power. To whom? The kingdom of darkness. You've been given gifts, whether you've unwrapped them or not, as Lisa was saying. You've been given gifts. You have abilities. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Okay? We get so excited in the Pentecostal church because the gift of tongues. And I'm not saying it's not important, but the importance is that the Holy Spirit is to baptize you in power. I was watching my grandson, who just turned 3, and he had gifts. And he'd open one, and he'd want to start playing right with that one, but there's more gifts. You know, and as soon as you could get his attention off of the one, he'd rip into another one. We need to keep our attention on the Holy Spirit, not just be all excited that we get to play with a gift. Keep your attention on the giver. What else does He have in store with you, for you? You're going to find out if you'll receive it. He wants to demonstrate Himself. There's 3 types of gifts: the speaking gifts, utterance gifts, prophecy, tongues, interpretation. There's the doing gifts: power, faith, miracles, and healings, and the revelation gifts. They're revealed: wisdom, knowledge, discerning of spirits. All come from the same Spirit. They all do with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we have someone in us that develops our character, grows us up into maturity. We have someone with us that gives us power to do whatever he calls us to do. Now, John 6:63 says, the Spirit gives life. And this is where we're at. How do we live in the kingdom of God? Life in the kingdom of God is all about character development and power displays. Time as people start displaying his character and start walking in his power. There's been seasons where we're just power hungry. There's been holiness movements. There's been all kinds of movements. He didn't call us to a specific movement. He called us into fullness. Fullness is walking in godly character in the power of his Spirit. Why? That's what the world needs to see. Character develops over time, as we say, but power may be immediate. I've seen a brand new Christian lay hands on somebody and they get healed. Power. But they haven't developed character at all. But character is more important than power. Why? Because character protects us from abusing power. And the people of God have been guilty of abusing power. One of the reasons so many fall, they start relying on the power, the abilities of God, and they don't spend time with the Holy Spirit and allow him to develop their character. He wants to touch you today. He does. But some of you, he's just going to show you right to the heart what he wants to develop in you, what you've been resisting. You're going to see it. It might not be the touch you want, but he's going to touch you. Hallelujah. Hey, let's all come forward and get corrected by Holy Spirit. Amen. Church usually doesn't come running to that. Oh, come up and make me feel good. Yeah, everyone comes running for that. Like soft serve ice cream or something. Line's long. Here's some charcoal. No one comes. It's easier to receive the gifts than develop the fruit, to obtain the power than develop the character. Which path will we take? So I'm done talking about them. It's simply this. Please stand. Prepare some music. We'll have some stuff going on. But this is really what he told me. 1 Corinthians 2:4. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. So that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. So go ahead and start the music. Holy Spirit, yeah, I probably talked about you too much, but you're so vast, and you're so good, and we so neglect you. Lord, we acknowledge you today. We recognize your importance. We recognize our need. Lord, so many of us, you have touched, you've baptized us, you've moved in power with us, but you still want to do more. Some of us, we've never unlocked the gifts, and you're there to unlock them in us today. Some of us, you just want to grow us up in you, and I thank you for that. So, Father, I bless each and every one here. Lord, you know what they need. You demonstrate yourself to them. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Please come.